actually, you know, in the border between South and North, there are a lot of joint military forces between SPLM and LCP. And the joint military forces to monitor peace process and peace implementation. And I don't think that this official announcement or this information is correct, because there is no way now to start to continue in war, because now we are proceeding to implement peace according to CPA and according to the agreement that already implemented, and what is left in that CPA is to conduct referendum. I think the justification for this allegation by Bagana Moon, who is the Minister of Peace in the Sasran government, is only because they are feeling that the situation is not going okay, and the phases of referendum, including this phase which is now ongoing for the registration of voters, faced a lot of violations, and a lot of people from South, even yesterday, they have gathered and they have prepared a petition, as I told you, that numbers of tribes deprived from registration due to their names or due to their certificates, because, you know, the majority of people, 90% of the people in the South, they don't have identity cards, they don't have nationality, they don't have... The registration officers and employees, they rejected the registration of those people, whereas nobody can even argue about that they are members of tribes in the South, some from Denka, some from Shuluk. And also, we have come to know that SPLM forces lit fire in numbers of registration centers. And some of the people who are complaining from the South, saying that the SPLM forces come to them in their homes and take them by force to register. And in some areas also that occupied by anti-SPLM forces led by Tor, who is against SPLM policies and against SPLM way of governing the South. They come with a statistical statement saying that more than 500,000 people registered, whereas this area is completely not under their control. And I think just this allegation by Bagana Moon is because he wants to cover these violations, and he wants to cover that they failed to start the referendum by this phase, whereas this phase now is void, and I don't think that the registration is following the referendum act or complying with the CPA or referendum act or CPA or interim constitution. And I don't think that Bagana Moon is correct, but just yani this he wants to show that NCP is doing something against referendum, but whereas NCP is far away from this. Now this referendum supposed to be carried in the south for Sasran people, not for Sasran people. And because of the unstable conditions and because of the wrong procedure that taken by referendum commission and also violations by SPLM because of no transparency and no justice and no freedom, he tries to launch such allegations and such accusation to NCP, but NCP has nothing to do, actually. And NCP now is ready to accept the result of referendum if the referendum is carried out and conducted transparently and with full freedom of the people without any pressure to the people to do this or to that, to be in the favor of unity or secession. But now it is very clear for all observers that from the first phase, that this phase of registration, everything is not going all right. And now more than one petition now already submitted to the Constitutional Court to cancel this registration. And the SPLM, they don't really want the referendum to be carried out as a referendum. They want only this 9th of January to come and to say that secession is now an option of the South Sudan people, without, regardless the system, regardless the act, regardless the CPA. Just still, I'm now waiting for 9th of January to declare secession. But this is not what is agreed upon. Agreed upon that everything should be done according to referendum and according to the system and to comply with the regulations and this. But SPLM, they don't even recognize the referendum act or the referendum commission. They don't. They want to do what is they are willing to do. Actually, believe me that. This referendum is conducted. That means it is just conducted to come with the result of secession, and it is not really a referendum. It is just something which is nobody can have any concept about, because referendum should be done according to the act, according to the regulations, according to the system, and also having. And to let all the people have the right in the South to say yes or no, whether for secession or for unity. But what is running now is against all these.
The SPLM has called on the United Nations to investigate the bombings. Is the NCP willing to allow the United Nations to investigate this recent bombing to prove that the NCP is not involved or is not behind the bombing?
You know, actually, there is no bombing. This is only Bagana who wants to make embarrassment, and also he is not, he has no right to call for United Nations to send forces. And now, still up to now, South Sudan and North Sudan is one country. And who is having authority to say this is the president and the federal government? And this, I think that this is beyond the jurisdiction of SPLM to say. And we are now asked to implement what we agree on CPA. CPA is the only reference for the two parties on SPLM and NCP. And I don't think that CPA mentioned something about resolving of any conflict between the two partners by calling United Nations to send troops. This is actually beyond the CPA, beyond the Constitution, and beyond the jurisdiction of Southern Sudan government. And now they want only to mix up each and everything. This is mixation, and actually it is something ridiculous. This accusation by Bagana Woom, this allegation. Now all our people are surprising, and it is really a ridiculous stance and a ridiculous announcement by Bagana Woom, and this only gives indication that the SPLM now are disappointed, and they think that if the government and especially NCP insist to conduct referendum according to what agreed upon, the unity will be the result. This is the cause, or this is the reason of such accusation. But all the rest of the calls for Bagana Moon to ask for the United Nations to send troops, this is actually something will not be considered by us, because this is something not agreed upon, and they have no right to call, and the CPA is an agreement between two partners, national partners, there is no way for intervention of any other external factor, and there is no way also to accept such call. And the government, I don't think that will even listen to such accusations. But now what we are stressing about, that referendum should be correct, the phase of referendum should be correct. If there is any violation, the Constitutional Court will look into if the referendum is going okay, okay. If it is not going okay, I don't think that our government will accept anything which is illegal.
Dr. Rabi, Pagana Moon said that the NCP wants to take the country back to war. Is the NCP trying to destabilize the South ahead of the referendum?
Yes, yesterday, you know, in the presence of Vice President Ali Osman Muhammad Taha, there was agreement between SPLM and NCP that the area of production of oil in the South will be under the control of the joint military between SPLM even after referendum. This is actually a good intention, because if this area of oil production will be under the control of the joint military, according to what mentioned in CPA, this will make each and everything security. I think that now the security of the conduction process, of the referendum process, can be also done and can be controlled, and the situation can be monitored also by the joint military, according to what agreed upon yesterday. You know, yesterday an agreement was made and signed by the two partners to keep security and peace in the area of production before referendum and after referendum. This is very good. This is better than to score for United Nations to come with troops. It is better than to send like this accusation without proof, without evidence. And this is the only way of coexistence between North and South. And I think that whatever the call, whatever the resolution, there is CPA. If there is full commitment by CPA, I think that everything will go without any disturbances and without any conflict which will be expected after referendum.
So the NCP has the goodwill to ensure that...
Yes, this is the goodwill yesterday was very clear. You know, the SPLM and the NCP, they agreed upon yesterday that the whole area of oil production will be under the control of the joint military between SPLM and NCP. Why the same solution not implemented in these areas of Bahr al-Ghazal, and instead of sending just false accusations like that?